spot. We can go from there.
Hi there, Noah. Noah, my name is Paul. I am the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line here so I could, of course, get you the details of the service, find the best package for the needs of your business, and then to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can, and, of course, answer any questions you might have. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Oh, not too bad. Just working and keeping going.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least a little familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yep.
Of course. It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something and don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being that it's a younger business, that's pretty powerful. That's important. People will find you on their smartphone, their computer, any device that accesses the internet. As long as they're in your service area, you know, that roughly 30, 40 mile service area, and if they're looking for keywords related to your services. So obviously they don't need to know the name of your business. Our job, of course, is to make sure that you are getting those phone calls. So it is not just Google, Bing, you'd have a Yelp listing, you'd have a Facebook page, Facebook paid ads, etc., Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, of course. It's all designed to make sure that in the exact moment that someone in your service area is looking for your services, that your business is one of those options for people to see. Of course, that means you'll get more phone calls, you'll get calls directly to you, and it would be someone who saw your website before they decided to pick up the phone to call you. So very different than a lead-based service. It does not at all conflict with the Angies that you have. Of course, the two of them can work quite well together. Now, you qualify for reduced pricing. Actually, the new in business rate, the lowest rate that we offer to the public. I do think with that 30, 40 mile service area, you could certainly benefit from having us include a Facebook ad campaign. That social media campaign would be included. Right. $100 of paid Facebook ads would be part of that platinum package. You'd be looking at exactly $299.00. Now, the Facebook ads would certainly expand your reach all the way out to 40 miles instead of maybe 20 or 30 miles that you might only get without those Facebook ads. And they're only like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $100 ad budget really does go a long way. It's about 400 clicks in a month. If you wanted to do a local-only campaign, obviously without the $100 of Facebook ads, you'd just be looking at $199. That would be the local map, the local pack result that pops up on both Google and Bing. Now, either way, it's a month-to-month service. There's no contract. Our job, of course, is to simply get your phone ringing, make sure that we earn your business 1 month at a time. Now,
right.
From Tara's notes, it seems like you're doing fairly well with Angie. Maybe it's a bit pricey, but you're getting plenty of leads, and certainly at least enough of them, a high enough percentage of them are converting into jobs for you. I certainly wouldn't expect you to stop using Angie. And if it is just you doing the work, but, I mean, obviously you get help if you need to. So, I mean, you know the needs of your business better than I do. I mean, as far as how far you really do want to go for the job, how much more work you can take on, and of course what the budget does allow. Which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for you? The local campaign, $199 a month, or adding $100 of Facebook ads on top of that?
I guess I just have a question. Do you guys set everything up, or would I have to kind of go in, set everything up, put my pictures on, and do everything?
So we do everything for you. No, I mean, the one thing that we would do is what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will speak with you. It takes about 30, 35 minutes, talk to you in detail about your service area, all the different services you want to be found for, anything like a mission statement, motto, or slogan, and then we set up everything. You know, you email us photos, we set everything up for you, create that website, the Facebook paid ads, And of course, all the additional content, we make sure that Google recognizes you as an option and recommends you as one of the top options in the local area. So really all you would need to do is answer your phone, and of course it would certainly ring quite a bit more. You would, though, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, 24/7 access to it. We do call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it in addition to seeing exactly how much work you're getting and where that work's coming from. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage your online reviews and reputation right from your tracking system. Of course, you will have reviews on multiple platforms because we are creating all the content that Google wants to see. So although you do have that detailed reporting and tracking system, and it does update throughout the day, very near real-time reporting, we do know that some of our clients don't use their tracking system very much. They just answer the phone, and if it's someone who's never called them before, they might say, hey, how'd you find me? Where'd you hear about me? Oh, I saw your website on that first page of Google. That's usually enough for some people.
No, not yet.
You know it's working.
Alrighty, have a good one. Sorry, talking to a customer. How long would I have this spot saved for? I can't really give you a yes or no right now. It's definitely intriguing, but unfortunately, Angie's List got to me first, and I'm paying quite a bit for that right now.
Right. So
yeah, I guess how long would it be saved for?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, the reduced pricing is something that you would still qualify for. I mean, as a young company, you'll still be a young company. Even a year from now, you'd still be a young company. It is, though, a position that we are actively filling, Noah, so we are calling through the area. We're looking for just one company to work with. Again, different than Angie's. I mean, obviously, with Angie, you get a lead. You pay for the same lead that goes out to a handful of your competitors. Whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you all still pay for the lead. And paying for leads is where that service becomes expensive. You know, it's not the signing up. It's not the annual membership fee. It's paying for each individual lead. Now, if budget is your concern, I mean, obviously, we could always put the Facebook ads on hold, and you can get started with the $199. It's a little more budget-friendly. We can always add the Facebook ads later on. The other thing that I know you can do, because I've been doing this for a long time, Local Splash is the name of the company. Obviously, we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Google will only make these phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 individual locations or more. Anything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner.
Right.
We've been in business since 2004. In fact, between Tara, who you spoke with earlier, and myself, we have more than 24 years of experience with the company. Each of us have been with the company for more than 12 years, so you'd be in really good hands with us. I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years that have used lead-based services, either something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, or the one that you have, Angie. I know that you could pause your leads. You can pause them for like 48 hours at a time. I mean, if you do that maybe once now and once later on this month, that would probably be enough to free up at least the $199 to get that local campaign started. So I'm not even necessarily asking you to dig deeper into your own pockets for additional advertising dollars. Now, I know from Tara's notes that you're doing fairly well with Angie. And of course, like I said, there's no conflict. You don't have to stop doing that. A lot of my clients, though, in fact, I think most business owners do, in fact, prefer calls directly to them versus paying for leads. And what a lot of my clients do, if they have a lead-based service, even if they have experience and success with their lead service, they might pause their leads or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. So, and like I said, you could probably free up enough to get the $199 started, if not the $299, even just by pausing your leads here and there with Angie.
Right. I guess, do you have any rough numbers of how many people would be brought to the page? Just what?
Yeah, sure. So,
kind of numbers I'd be looking at for customers.
Absolutely, and you're typically going about 30, 40 miles, so what I can do is a search, and this is not going to be everything. I mean, obviously, people can type in any number of things that would be related to your services, but just it looks like 8 and 9, the 9 most popular search phrases related to pressure washing. So it's probably about 65, maybe 70% of the total number of searches, because you do gutter cleaning and things like that. So that's not even included here. But even just for pressure washing, power washing, exterior surface cleaning, these are some of the keywords that are popping up when I do that search. There was 1,814 searches in the last 30 days. Now that's not going to be 1,800 people, you know, reaching out to you. Google says, seems to always be the case, regardless of the area and the industry, the businesses on the first page will see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So obviously 1% of 1,800 is 18, 2% would be 36. If we could, you know, add probably 5 to 6 on the low end and twice that many on the high end. If you're getting 20 or 25 phone calls or even 40 or 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website before they decided to call you, I mean, I'm sure you'd be pretty successful. Even a modest conversion rate would have you not just offsetting the cost, but being quite profitable here. Now, you know, obviously your website, you know, maybe not exactly how you would want it to be. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website, or they don't like their website. It's an older website or not a very, you know, detailed website. We can build a website for you and include that at no additional cost. I'm not saying we have to. Obviously you have a website, but, you know, it's just to make sure that the people who are in your service area have all the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. But, you know, obviously, it really is designed for one job or two jobs to more than offset the cost of the service. And you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs just to break even here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in the cheaper one. And I think I would do the new website.
Okay.
Just because why not?
Yeah, I mean,
don't really have much on my other one.
Yeah, I mean, as a business owner, you know, obviously you got a lot of things to do. You know, building out the website was not your top priority, and obviously, you know, you're aware that unless your website's on the first page, that most people won't see it. Now, some business owners don't make that connection. They know the importance of having a website. They might even spend thousands of dollars and wait many months for a web developer to build them a fancy website. But if it's not on that first page, then it kind of ends up like a digital business card. People need to know the name of your company to even find that website. So, you know, this is more important. Having your business on that first page where people can find you is going to be what's going to get your phone ringing. Now, when we do get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now the one that you'd want your customers to call? The 716-290-6694? And
yep.
Although I see an address on the Angie profile, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you really only go to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like
I don't have a shop home base where they can come. But, I just go to them and do all the estimates at their house and everything.
And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. You know, there's no reason for you to have a storefront. Google doesn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code. And then, of course, we can focus on specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And then I was looking on your Facebook page, Noah Kirsch at pressuredperfection.com. That's a good email address for you?
No, I actually shut that down. A better one would be Noah, N-O-A-H, Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H, 14@gmail.com.
14@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And then Kirsch is your last name then, I'm just assuming.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And then this would be the $199 package, the local campaign without the Facebook ads. Now, we can always add Facebook ads later on. Of course, right now are trying to keep it budget friendly for you. And I think that basic package is perfect for you. I mean, if you were going like 40 to 50, 60 miles, then I would say, well, you might only get, you know, 25, 30 miles without the ads. So, you know, but that 30 mile to 40 mile service there is pretty, pretty close to what you'd be getting anyway with that local campaign. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Mr. Kirsch, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. I mentioned that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Another thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are reducing the cost of the service down to $199, that we are including that website at no additional cost, and of course that it's month-to-month. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Noah, give me just one second then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Kirsch, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Noah, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Pressured Perfection LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Noah, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Noah Kirsch, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Noah, as the owner and operator of Pressured Perfection LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our service, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yep.
Of course. And this is to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure, Noah, that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Noah, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Kirsch, we would ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie's, and again, there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or maybe more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Noah, we would ask that you would at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Kirsch, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, yep.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Know that $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it would never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website. That website is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. And of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you could pause it seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Noah, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Kirsch, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, just a quick question. Sure. Like you were saying, pause it. So that's not going to charge me because I live in New York.
Correct.
So
yes, absolutely.
Obviously, I have, 4 or 5 months out of the season to work. So if 100%. I pause it for those,
absolutely. You can restart it at any time. So our system typically will pause for 3 months at a time. If you wanted to pause it for 4, 5, 6 months, you just say, hey, or we could reach out to you proactively and say, hey, it's about to come out of suspension. Did you want to keep it on pause for another 2 months or 3 months? If spring comes early, you can always say, hey, let's get it back up and running. We don't charge you when it's paused. We don't charge you after the fact. We also don't take anything down. Of course, we're not going to update and optimize when things are paused, but we don't actively take anything down. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can obviously stop pedaling, you'll keep going, you might even pick up speed for a little bit. If it's going to be paused for more than 3 or 4 months, then you might start to slowly see your placement trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen immediately and it doesn't happen, quickly after that. But as long as you're active and obviously getting it back up and going again puts you right back there on that first page. But yeah, you can pause it as long as you need to. We have some clients that are paused even 6 or 8 months out of the year. We don't charge you when it's paused.
Okay, that works.
Alrighty. That takes care of the voice verification for the initial investment. How did you want to handle that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
Going to be a MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
My name first, middle initial, and last.
What is the middle initial?
P.
P, okay. You said P like Paul, not P like Tom, right?
Yeah, P like Paul, yep.
Gotcha. And then you said it was a MasterCard. Noah, that should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do. Mr. Kirsch, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5240-3804-0392. 6657.
The expiration month and year?
1028.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
620.
So I have 620 on the back of the card. I've got October or 10 of 2028 for the expiration date. was the card itself 52-40-38-04-03-92-67-57. 66. I see it. I'm looking right at it. Why did I say 67? So the last four is 6657. Okay.
Yep.
That's how I have it. It's just not what I read. Might have to refill my coffee cup. The billing address of that card, was it 3932 Lafort Road in Strikersville, 14145?
It's actually 175.
Mm-hmm.
GYPSY Lane, East Aurora, New York.
And the zip code?
14052.
Okay, perfect.
Is there any way I could have my address for, I mean, I guess I can't really, but on the Google page, if we do it through East Aurora, so it'd be that, you know, mileage 20, or 30, 40
that,
miles.
That would be kind of your central hub, and you would radiate out from there. Do you receive the mail at that 175 Gypsy Lane? Are you able to receive mail there?
Yes, I can receive mail there, yeah.
Okay.
That's where I live, but set up the business through where I used to live at my parents'
uh-huh.
house, and I
oh, I gotcha.
There.
Yeah.
Since I don't have home base, I just kind
right.
of kept it there.
Okay, but if East Aurora is more centrally located to your service area, then it does make more sense to do it that way. Google will maybe send a PIN card out to you. That's kind of, I mean, for years and years and years, it was the only way that they did things was just to send a PIN card through the Postal Service. They do a number of different things now to verify that you're an actual business. It could be a video verification. It could be a phone verification, sometimes even just an email verification. But since the East Aurora address is a legitimate address for you and more centrally located to your service area, then we'll definitely use that address instead of the one that's on the Angie profile. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I can just do it through the email.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. The automated system will send you that email in about a minute or two. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they get the email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address will be on there as well. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25, 30 minutes. Gets to you right at or near the very beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour or so after that. I think it would be a little tight to get you in at 11 o'clock, but we could do 12, 1, 2 o'clock. In the afternoon, there is 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just some basic knowledge questions off the top of your head about your business. Did you want something maybe as soon as possible, a little later on in the day, or even very late in the day?
Is it going to be today, or is it going to be like tomorrow?
It would be today if you're available, yeah.
Definitely as late as possible. I got a job late tonight at 5 o'clock
we could do it at 6 or even have them push it towards 6:30 if you think that would work. If not, I mean, we can do tomorrow.
Yeah, I just don't want to be in the middle
rush,
of something
or in the middle of doing it. No, that makes sense. And if if you're pretty busy today, that's fine. We just try to get it done as soon as we can. Tomorrow's a lot more wide open. We could do, looks like, as early as 10 or as late as 6. And again, we can push it to 6:30 if we have to. That's why there's a 1 hour window for that half hour call. Would you want something mid morning, early afternoon, very late in the day? tomorrow?
Well, like 5 o'clock tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Five tomorrow? Yeah, okay. Yep. So we're gonna schedule it from 5 until 6. That means at 4 o'clock, our automated email system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6. I'm also gonna send you in a minute here a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Although many people do, there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. I did want to do one other thing here for you. Just a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security. In fact, a security question. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Pressured Perfection LLC, even if it's you, Noah, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then even more important, if it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, make sure they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then it wouldn't be us and you shouldn't entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information. And again, just politely end that call. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. It is, again, an added form of protection for you. It clearly states it only bills on the 22nd of the month and only for exactly the $199, and it would never be even a penny more than that. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I could do the first pet's name.
First pet, okay. And then what is the answer?
Rascal, R-A-S-C-A-L.
Rascal, okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. Even our technician will know that answer and the question tomorrow. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you at 5 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any quick questions that you might have and hand it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If I am, for whatever reason, on another call, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got a couple of emails.
I do have the text, and let me check my email. And I do have the email, yep.
Okay. So, couple of emails. One is your welcome email. It's got our client support information on there. Most of them do. The welcome email is where you would find your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system will not be active until after we do your client interview. You can try to log in at any point in time. It might just give you a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Looks like your login, your username is the phone number that we're on. You can't change your username. It's set up to be easy for you to remember, easy for us to, you know, access and associate with your account. It's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 716-290-6694, that is your username. Looks like Net Internet is your default password. You can change your password at any time. Again, all of that information is on your welcome email. The other email you got, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on this list, but obviously Google wants to make sure that businesses on the first page are actual, real, legitimate companies. So if you can send us any photos of tools or equipment, photo of your service vehicle, and if you've got a business card or anything like that, you can send us that information. And like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there. The other email is the one that I actually wanted you to open up, though. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you open that one up, it says, hello, Noah P. That's your middle initial, obviously. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you see those two words, click here, click on those two words. It is hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience, which is everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. Obviously feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything, though. I know your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be choosing Bing over Google. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls as well. Of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Everything necessary for that first page placement. We are doing that website for you, etc. You'll see the long line that goes across it. It populates your mobile number below it and 3 boxes. We want you to click on all 3 of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you are the certified authorized holder of the card, and of course the other one that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, but of course you can stop at any time. Once you've got all 3 of those boxes checked, and the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would type in Noah P. Kirsch. It is case sensitive, and no period after the P. The system usually rejects punctuation in that space. But once you've got your name in that box, the orangish-colored longer box that says confirm signature, that's the one you want to click. If you're on your phone, you may need to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But clicking on it does a couple of things. I mean, first of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've reduced the cost, that we're including the website, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. It looks like you are successful in submitting that. It may be asking you to log into your account. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Again, neither of which is really true at this point. You will, once your tracking system is active, receive confirmation by email and text. And from that point on, it's up 24/7. You don't have to try to log in right now. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, excited to get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Excellent. Glad to be here.
Pleasure speaking with you, Noah. Like I said, hopefully I will be in between phone calls when our technician calls you right at or a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock tomorrow. But you take care. You have a great rest of the day.
All right, you as well. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye now.